Hello there, RunnerFlex Nation. Steve Urban here with more career advice and job interviewing tips for you. And today, I just want to rant for a minute about people not showing up for scheduled interviews. Yes, you heard me correctly. We actually still have people that get in contact with us, have several email exchanges. We get them on the phone. We schedule a video conference. And then they just don't show up. I know that's hard to believe. We have professionals. I had two this morning. No show for a video call that was scheduled. Unbelievable. Both profiles actually looked good on paper. These are senior professionals, 10, 15 years experience. Here's the killer. They were both recruiters, meaning they live in the recruiter world. They know how critical it is for a candidate not to show up for a scheduled call. They've been burned probably themselves. They know what it's like for the recruiter to spend time getting ready for an interview and then the candidate not show up. Both of these people this morning were recruiters, professional recruiters. No call, no email, no text, no nothing as they burned 30 minutes preparing for both calls. It really is discouraging to know that we still live in this society where senior professionals treat each other that way. I'm amazed. People don't understand what it does to their personal profile. All these things are tracked these days. All of the recruiters, and in fact, most employers have applicant tracking systems where they're making notes about candidates. Those notes never go away. So now those recruiters in our own system, of course, are tagged as pass forever because they failed to show up for an interview and didn't have the common courtesy to let us know that they needed to reschedule or anything. And beyond that, beyond the fact that those folks have been tagged that way now, it's just a matter of how you treat people in general, right? As you move through your life, it's so critical to just treat others as you want to be treated, right? The golden rule. And in fact, how you treat people comes back your way. Folks like that, that just no show with no call or anything, I can guarantee you bad karma comes back their way. And in fact, they're probably interviewing with us because they've had some bad karma hit them and they need employment. It's just so important, folks, to remember. And my tip of the day for you is, as a professional, not only do you want to protect your reputation from all those applicant tracking systems that are making notes about you, so you're protecting your reputation, you're building a good professional reputation throughout your network, but you're just doing the right thing as a person, right? How you treat people. You're doing the right thing because that's what matters at the end of the day, is how you take care of people, and it will come back your way in a positive light. Folks, there's your tip of the day. As always, you can dial into our corporate office or email us, and we'll answer any question we can to help you. Our podcast can be heard just about anywhere these days: Google Play, iTunes, Anchor FM. Folks, thank you so much for listening, and have a wonderful day.